Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello there, everybody. Today on What Culture Wrestling News, we're going to talk about the tragic passing of Scott Hall, aka Razor Ramon, at just 63 years old. Yesterday, of course, we did quite an extensive video covering Scott, his career, his legacy, some of our memories of him. So you want to check that out, you'll find it on the channel. But news has developed since then. We're going to go through all of it, the circumstances, as well as a bunch of tributes from across the world of wrestling, which, as you can imagine, are quite vast. So it's a sad day. We're going to get through it. I'm Andy Murray.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And Scott Hall has passed away at 63 years old. Confirmation came through last night. WWE actually broke it with one of their graphics that they produced. And then on Raw, they had like a nice little video package with some archival footage, some footage they've used in the past before of Scott's peers talking about him. And entirely fitting, I felt, for the situation.
Yeah, and a nice nod to him from Kevin Owens as well.
Absolutely, a nice little touch there. So just to bring you up to speed on the situation, if you haven't caught wind of it, Scott had gone into hospital for hip surgery about a week ago. There were some complications from that, unfortunately. A blood clot got loose around his body. He suffered 3 heart attacks. He was placed on life support. Then Kevin Nash revealed, as we covered yesterday, that Scott was going to be taken off of life support when his family were in place. That happened yesterday. Dave Meltzer broke it first. Sean Waltman, of course, a close friend and colleague of Scott's, corroborated it. And Scott has sadly left us now. So yeah, man, it's a horrible situation, of course. A hugely impactful pro wrestler, hugely influential. I think, like, if you came up on pro wrestling in the 90s, when you saw Razor Ramon, the image of this guy and his sheer charisma and personality never left you. An iconic pro wrestler, for sure. It's just a really sad, sad situation for the guy. Very upsetting, of course, and all we can really do, I guess, is wish his friends and family all the best of what's going to be a really difficult time for them.
Yeah, it's been a surreal experience as a wrestling fan over the last few days, because, like you say, the news broke, the big shockwave hit on Sunday when we heard about this development, and you saw the, like you say, just wave of support from the wrestling community. And for myself, like, I had friends who were lapsed wrestling fans, very casual wrestling fans, who, you know, still were stunned by this news, and the messages and stuff was shared around with everyone. And then it was this case of slowly coming to terms with it. So it's less shock at waking up the news that Scott Hall has gone today. You've had time to prepare for it, but it doesn't make it any easier. Like you say, despite Kevin Nash saying what the plan was. And there was that period where his life support was turned off, but he was still with us. And then sadly, as you say, he passed away. Devastating news, but I think it's one of those moments where you appreciate what Scott did and what he was to this wrestling community. There was some lovely stuff I saw in the past 24 hours. You know, I'm going to read some messages from his friends and associates within the industry in a second. But there was so much stuff of, you mentioned, what was it, AIW yesterday.
Yes.
Of the stuff he didn't do for any fanfare or anything. I saw someone, I think it's like his dad gave Scott Hall a taxi ride somewhere, and Scott did a full promo for him. I think his name was Dan. Apologies if I've got that wrong. It's just, He's just, it was such a, you know, he had his faults without question, but in terms of an outpouring of love, it was just, you know, in terms of, this is an awful thing to happen, but it was just wonderful to see that reaction from the wrestling community.
Yeah, absolutely. Scott lived through a lot of trauma, and he certainly had his demons, and those obviously had a negative impact on his career. But at the core of it, you know, when you hear some of the tributes that Adam's about to read out, you realize the impact he had as a, not only as a performer, which we knew already, because the guy was just completely magnetic, yeah. Particularly in the 90s.
You had a great tweet that said you didn't know what cool was until
exactly.
You saw
that. I didn't know that word existed until, like, in 1992 when I was 5 years old. I first laid eyes on this guy who was just so captivating.
And we were talking in the office. The clip's been shared around all over social media, of course, yeah. Of that bit from WCW when someone hoys a beer at him and anyone else, yeah. It throws him off or it makes him look like a bit of an idiot. And he just uses it to slick his hair back and look more cool.
Yeah, I mean, if we did that, it'd be disgusting. Scott Hall, like, name a cooler wrestler. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, one of the greatest, we talked about this yesterday, as you say, one of the greatest guys ever to not become world champion. Let's run through some of the tributes, though. Starting, of course, with Sean Waltman, X-Pac, who's been, as you say, keeping us up to date, but it's been a real emotional roller coaster on his Twitter,
sure.
Of course.
Sure.
And he posted this image of Razor Ramon, or Scott Hall, as he was then, of course, saying he wore that shirt every week and had the rest of the NWO Hulk, Dusty, Macho Man always shout me out on live TV while I was out with a broken neck. Just one example of what a good friend he was. Shawn Michaels simply tweeting, I love you, my friend. Triple H, this one really hit me.
Yeah,
this. He wrote, I'm gutted, lost a brother. I love you, Scott. I'll see you down the road. Hashtag buddy system. And just a lovely selection of images. The curtain call.
Yeah.
I think that's Raw 25 there. And then, of course, the multiple times that Scott Hall deservedly went into the Hall of Fame. Mick Foley tweeting, Scott Hall was a towering figure amongst his contemporaries. A legend inside and outside the ring. My deepest condolences to his friends, family, and everyone who loved him. Jeff Jarrett. Tweeting, for 30 plus years, Scott was many things to me, mentor, rival, etc. Above all, he was my friend. I never had a conversation with him that we didn't either call each other buddy or joke about the buddy system. Rest easy, buddy. I pray that you're at peace now. Love your skit. Natalia, she has a lovely image of her and Scott Hall. So many prayers for Scott Hall and his family right now. The wrestling community is a very strong family, and near or far, we have each other's backs. Times like these are never easy, but I do know there are so many incredible people waiting for you on the other side. Bad guy. Shane McMahon writing, I'm so deeply saddened by the loss of Scott Hall, a singular talent, and in my view, perhaps the greatest to ever perform in the squared circle. I will miss you, my friend. Godspeed. Hey, yo. And then you just look at Jordan Grace, Dax from FTR, Tony Schiavone, another one that hit me hard.
I liked Malcolm Bivens as well, talking about him coming out to the Fugees. But yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Tony.
Tony writes, this is a very sad day. Scott Hall was one of the greatest wrestlers to compete in any era. When he walked onto Nitro on the 27th of May 1996, it changed wrestling. Survey says, may the bad guy rest in peace. Regal, in 1989, I spent 5 weeks in Germany with Scott Hall. We got on in 91. I was on a tryout for one day for WCW in the UK, and although he would never admit it, he got me kept on the 5-day tour. My deepest condolences to Scott's family. Rest well, pal. And yeah, Matt Cardona as well, writing RIP Scott Hall. I could go on and on and on.
I mean, if we, like, there are just so many of these tributes. It's like, it speaks to the character of the man, absolutely, and his legacy and what he'll leave behind. It's a really sad day for sure. Just sucks.
Yeah.
Sucks across the board. And best wishes, deepest thoughts, deepest condolences to the friends and family, Scott Hall.
Today's definitely one of those days that you just want to take a bit of time off and go and watch some of his best bits.
Watch the ladder matches. Watch the Action Zone tag. Watch the 1-2-3 Kid match.
Yeah.
Like, there's a great Bret Hart match from an episode of Raw. I think it's 1994 as well. It goes a bit unheralded. Just a great professional wrestler. Rest in peace.
Yeah, devastating news to wake up to today. Let us know your thoughts, your memories, your favourite moments of Scott Hall's epic, legendary career and how important he was to this business in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling wherever you get your podcasts from. You can follow us on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. As Andy mentioned, we'll be back with a more regular news a little bit later on today, but didn't feel appropriate to do that with this news. the passing of Scott Hall from Andy, from myself. Thank you for watching, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.